we're GYO for long version. We're Gustavus Youth Outreach, GYO is shorter. And we're going to lead today. In a nutshell, what we do is we do retreats with confirmation kids who are in middle school. And one of our main goals is to show them that faith extends beyond just confirmation. And it's a way you can actually live. So just stand up and greet one another and enjoy the day. Start worship, if everyone will bow their heads and pray with me. Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you that we can have this little break throughout all the craziness of midterms. I pray for safe travels as people leave and for peace as people take their tests and write their papers. And I pray that today you will speak to us in a way that you want us to learn from you, that your words will just flow from Kelson and that they will come into us and you will speak to us each and where we need to be spoken to today.
So, from Matthew 25, verses 33 to 40. And he, Jesus, will place the sheep up. He will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in person and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." This is the word of God for the people of God. I just really like that passage of just, you know, when Jesus, he's saying, he's separating everyone, he's saying they're sheep and goats, and the sheep are those who looked out for others. They're ones who went out and they just served. And I don't know, for me, I've always found service to just become increasingly more important in my life as I've gotten older. And when you look at, like, church history, look at the greatest evangelists, there were people who didn't live for themselves, but they lived for others. You look at Paul. He wrote so much in the New Testament, and he was out there constantly trying to serve others. It says in Romans 12, verse 1, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Now, that in itself is a really cool thing, to actually offer yourself up as a living sacrifice, to be out there, not for yourself, but for others. This is just a fundamental thing about Christianity, that we're no longer living for ourselves, but for one who has died for us and for everyone that he loves. And yet, when you go out there for service rather than just, you know, giving to charity or going to church, you find that there are things that benefit not only others, but yourself as well. I remember when I was younger, I wasn't the most well-tamed in church. I have a twin brother, and me and him, we'd be in the pews, and we would just be messing around all the time. We would literally be crawling under the pews during church. And sufficient to say, it was a bit of a problem, especially for my parents, because we were really loud kids as well. And so my dad, one time, I was getting in a fight with my twin, and he decided to take me out of it, so he put me in the soundboard at the back of the church, and he had me running the slides and moving some dials, adjusting the volume for the speakers. And at first, I just thought it was really cool because I get back there and slightly raised up, and there's all this cool technology in front of me. And so my dad kept on putting me back there. And at first, this is what I would do. Just every week, I would run the soundboard. And eventually, he gave me more and more responsibility. I thought it was so cool. But this small act of service, I did it originally just because I was fighting with my brother. And then I continued doing it because I like technology. Then later on, it ended up benefiting me in a different way. Because now, as I was running the sound and doing the slideshow for the church, I had to actually pay attention to what they were saying in church. And so, the more I did that, the more I realized that I actually liked doing this, because I liked what they're actually saying rather than the technology. And then I slowly began to quit going because I thought it was cool to be in the back, but I started going because I genuinely wanted to help. And now, because I was helping out the church, it was starting to change me as well. And this happened another thing. My home church, they do this thing called Wesley Meals. And that's where we go to Minneapolis every other month. We bring a lot of food, we cook it, and we go and we serve it to some homeless people in Minneapolis. And it's more like a family meal, and we actually like serve them, like we go out and give them meals. And it's called a meal with dignity, because it gives them an actual meal, like a family style meal, to get to know people. And I confess, the reason I originally went there was to play tag. Because it's in this really old church, and my siblings have been doing that for years because our dad would make us do it. And what we would do is, while the chicken was cooking and everything else was set up, we would just run around the church and play tag the entire time. So, of course, the best reason to do service is, again, for games. But as I was running around and doing this, I eventually would have to go back and start serving people. I did this for a few years, and I started talking with the homeless people that come more and more. I would see people who would consistently come. And I would talk with Stanley, this guy who volunteers there every single week. And I began to just start spending more time with them, actually talking with them. And now I haven't actually played tag there in 3 years, which is sad. But now you can see just how it's changed from what I was doing for myself. Now I actually have all these experiences from serving these people. And I just can't tell you how cool it is, because I still go there now seeing people that actually recognize me so I can have more meaningful conversations with them. And I just get to talk about God with them as well. And of course, I also went to Camp Nathaniel for everybody who knows me. They know that already. And this was a place where I would volunteer away my summers. And I've been there for the last 5 years. And it's hard to describe just the impact that had on me, simply because I was going out there and I was serving others. Because when I was a counselor, it was completely volunteer. And yet, I don't think any job could replace that, because it was just so great. But now, just from the stories, I hope you realize that when you go out there and you serve others, it's not just for others. It can also benefit you as well in a way that you wouldn't have expected. I went into that soundboard just because my dad forced me to, but now I go there every single time I'm at my church again, just because I love being able to help out that stuff. Now I have a different value on what is important, and that's just because I quit living for myself and I started living out towards others. And that's a big thing that we try to do at GYO. I obviously have to talk about it a little bit because we're the ones hosting it. And here at GYO, we're just here because we want to go out there and just help middle schoolers or high schoolers, whatever age it is. And we just want them to know that you can continue serving Christ. And that when you do so, it may not seem like the thing you want to do at first, but then your values start to change a bit. You realize that God, Christ, He loves you. And that getting to know Him more by being with the other people, with His brothers, just getting closer to Him by that, it's truly phenomenal. So, I suppose I'm already talking a bit too long. I don't know. So, my final point is, love God, and the best way to do that is to go out there and love those who He loves as well.
Thank you. And I just wanted to talk a little bit, this is really bad, about the service project that GYO is doing. It's something new that we implemented this year. So not only do we want to help kids like in Minnesota at Confirmation Schools at Watkins, but we're also trying to help kids all over the world. We're doing a service project that's packing up school kits, and then we send them to kids in countries where school supplies are really hard to access. There's a lot of, there's been a push for like schools in rural areas that can't really afford it, but school supplies is a whole other issue. So we're trying to just help out with that. And if you or your organization that you're involved in would love to help, we need, our whole office is stuffed with boxes, and we need help organizing them and getting them ready so that we bring these kits out to the retreats for the kids to assemble. So if you'd like to help, we have an email alias on the back, so if you want to put your name down, it's gyocords@gustavus.edu, and I just encourage you to think about it, and we'd really appreciate the help.
So I'm just going to pray for us as we go about our day. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time of community that we can just build at Gustavus. Lord, I just pray that you be with each person here as we go about and keep going on midterms. And Lord, I just pray that you be with us today, tomorrow, the whole weekend, and forever. In your name we pray. Amen. Blessings on your day.